Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, Ivy Front Line. Emacs in its prime, Kilroy can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Teach me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, street always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street. Calling his feet, I'm the man in the street. Calling his feet, with the man in the street. Calling his feet, I'm the man in the street.
Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 12 already. And that M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation and acronym for music, activism, and news. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in at 646-478-0944. We'll get to everybody as best as we can. If you have commercials and or music, please send them MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers before we move on with this show. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I will at least listen as best as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind. If you haven't the first time, feel free to press one, or you can always call back. Let me tell you some of what's going on right now so that you'll know. Common Sense Radio airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can YouTube Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. The Twitter page is Alfred Porter, JR1. That's Alfred Porter Jr., numeral 1. Or also on Twitter, Hip Hop Workshop 2, Hip Hop Workshop, numeral 2. You can Instagram JR Alfred Porter, or you can Facebook Joseph Motley Jr., period. You can Facebook Kent and Angelica. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. If you're online and you want to check out some hot music, you can check out www.3342music.com or Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy, if you choose. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com, where tomorrow my guest will be Shirley Smith, who's running for Congressional District 11. Right before the Queens Court airs at 6 p.m. on voiceradio.com. Also, you can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc., Facebook, Alfred Porter JR period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. Also, you can check out Man in the Street, STREE, www.templabor.org, or We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records YouTube channel for the hottest music and what's going on. The YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. That's Miss Commentary, M-I-S-S Commentary. Then you space it out and then bring in Cleveland. Now, the reason I'm getting all of those out of the way before the phone callers is because a lot of time I get to my phone callers and people will tell me, you don't share enough information about other things going on, other shows, other stations. So I'm doing my best. Let me give you a top 10 real quick from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, debuting, GMS Hood Famous TV. Number 9, Ruga. Number 8, Skinny LB. Number 7, Ashley Hall. Tit for Tat is the film, Flame Entertainment. Number 6, Hurricane Bang with Brianna Marin. Or Marin. Brianna Marin. M-A-R-I-N. Number 5, K-A dollar sign H. Cash Kadick, a.k.a. Cash Affiliated, or just Cash. Number 4, YouTube pages with new music from Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Number 3, Kokiana, debuting. The reason is because the promotions are getting crazy because they are going to make sure that they have, they're going to have a lot of good things that are happening with that artist. So I just wanted to let you know that if you haven't heard, she's already slated to appear on next week's, that's next week's voiceitradio.com program. There's a lot of good things that's going on with that artist. You could even vote for her to be a part of at least the Kokiana fans can nominate her for the 420 weekend show with BET and others, at least dealing with that artist from the land. Also, the reason that things are interesting is because Team New Life, they're having the Twerk Invasion featuring Kokiana. She's a hot artist, and that Twerk Invasion with Team New Life will be at Captive 8. That is located at 2049 East 8th Street. That's 2049 East 8th Street, downtown Cleveland, Ohio. So I just wanted to let people know about that. Number 2, debuting, the Facebook page of March 24, 2021, 4:45 p.m. That's March 24, and it's on the Facebook page of March 24, 2021, at 4:45 p.m. Stop Asian Hate and Violence Against Women Rally and March. This coming Wednesday at 4:45 p.m., it is going to be very interesting in itself because this event is at 4:45 p.m., not 3:45 p.m. Violence against any woman is violence against all women, regardless of race, ethnicity, socioeconomic status, religion, or gender. Stop hate against Asians and violence against all women. That will be on West 25th, Open Air Market, West 25th, and Lorraine. Speakers will include Ohio 11th Congressional District candidate Jeff Johnson, who is also a former Cleveland councilman who represented Asiatown, and a prior state senator, activist Kimberly Brown, Dolores Gray, Alfred Porter Jr., Pamela, Reverend Pamela Pinckney and Butts, Kathy Ray Coleman, and Don Bryant. Nina Turner just added on, so this is an event that I'm just fortunate to be invited to. With that being said, the number one from a top 10 Monday to a Monday music and entertainment debuting is Stoney's Birthday Celebration, Luck of the Irish, which was last week at Club Exotica over on West Side, Detroit. Like I say, that other event that's coming up with Team New Life, Eastside, Kokiana, that's going on Friday, April the 2nd. But the promotions have been off the chains for that. But speaking of off the chains, now that I've gotten those things out of the way, I am going to go to the phone line of 216-816 216-816, you have been on hold while I have run my chops. So 216-816, how are you doing out there?
I'm excellent. And yourself?
I'm doing exceptionally well. I know the voice myself, but for all the listeners and for people who will be catching this on the replay and everything like that, who are we talking to?
You're talking to Anthony Lee Wilson, candidate for Cleveland mayor. And I want to say thank you, man. It's an honor to be on the line with you. Shout out to everyone listening. My condolences to everyone listening that may be going through anything or any losses that they may have or a reunion of a loss.
I hear you. And I thank you for that. You've always, since I've known you, been around you for years prior to you even thinking about getting into a mayoral race. So I have to ask you, why now and why you? What caused it to weigh on your heart that you said, I have to?
You know, I look at it from the beginning of my structure of my being. You know, I say, and I talk to people that I relate to, and I understand, you know, our backs have been against the wall plenty of times in our lifetime for many different things. And I say to them, you know, people like us are different type of metals that are forged in different type of fires to be basically different type of people. The sense of anybody having to throw fisticuffs was defending someone. And I noticed that they say, what is that? Ignorance of the law is own man's fault. But that's the law. Why does that have to go into government? Why does that have to go into human services and to everything else? So basically, I want to provide a simple, easy structure that we can put in place to be a model for the city of Cleveland to move forward with or without me. Now, I understand I may not get elected because of being and getting elected is based off of popularity, and I have never been for being famous or popular. But I do want this structure to get in place so that somebody can go ahead and do something right, so that our people can easily see how easy it is for others to advocate for others. It's called the power of public people. And it's easy for the power of public people to step up to make things easy for others.
Wow. You know, you said so much in that statement. I'm going to say and ask you, when it comes to the power of public people in an easy system, do you think there's or has there been pushback from the system itself, or do you feel like you've been able to forge ahead to set that example with that type of structure?
You know, we living in a fear-demic right now. So many will say it's the structure, but where's the structure at if it's not in the mind? You know, the structure isn't holding me and you back. So why is it stopping so many of the rest of us? Why is it handicapping so many officers to act in the shadows and in private and do stuff that they know they weren't putting that badge on in the first place for? So to reform our police department and our Justice Department all the way together is a top priority to me.
Wow. You know something? I can appreciate what you're saying because a lot of what you're saying is not what I hear a lot of people say, especially when it comes to the structural reform being a top priority. My thing is, what causes you to feel that, basically speaking, you have some of those answers? Because I've been listening to you, and you've been giving out a lot of scenarios, and I've also noticed that you have a lot of answers when you go to speak.
I mean, that's the mind-boggling thing to me. I never consider myself the genius. You know, I graduated high in my class. out of Benedictine, but yet and still I never considered myself the smartest out of the group. But somehow it's easy for me to see how behind our system is when our people in that represent precinct or ward can have a better budget set up than our whole entire city. You know, you think as a child and then grow into as a man, I shadowed Deloitte and Touche representatives in high school when I graduated my senior year, you know. So I know what a baby budget is. I know when you're just trying to grease the numbers or, okay, so basically we have a baby budget in the city of Cleveland. Like I said, basically where you have ward and precinct members that have better and stronger budget books than the city of Cleveland. So it's just not complicated, and it's mind-boggling to me that we can have and continue to have people in place that run us because we like the way that they smile or we like the way that they shake hands or they smell or something. We got to get a little bit more educated. It's simple to me.
You know something? In talking to you, I didn't really come to the table with a whole lot of things to ask. I just didn't because I knew you would fill in the gaps and fill in the blanks. So I'm going to ask you pretty much what is it you look to do, because I'm noticing from your past history, I know what you've stood for. I know how you've worked out there in the community. How important is it that it seems to me, stop me if I'm wrong, but it would appear to me that you want people to become educated?
Definitely. I want to establish a new generational school system. Like, I want to take our school system from the Flintstone ages into the stars, basically. And that's where I know that may kind of seem backwards, but really it is, where I'm going backwards into cosmology and astrology. It's bringing hundreds and thousands of new homes, hundreds and thousands of new jobs, completely eliminating gun violence. The way that I want to be involved in the structure that I'm going to establish, we will create a family, entire family, an external family. I understand, you know, like I said, people are separate, and you got to respect people's space and the differences that we are, because we're all the same, but different, like fingerprints, you know. So I want to respect that and establish a new community reinvestment for our banks, because our banks doesn't invest enough in the community that invests is over 70% into the main five banks that pretty much create the city of Cleveland. I don't understand why there's a PNC, but there's not a CNC. Like I said, this is simple to me, and I know I haven't been in the public as of recently because I've been working on making sure we get these homes developed. I've been working on making sure we get these jobs. I've been working on making sure we get this community reinvestment. I'm also going in and talking to our inmates to make sure what differences I can make on an individual basis, on individual court basis. And I know right now the little bit of difference that I'm making to guarantee a $10,000 stimulus for the head of household for city residents of Cleveland, if we can guarantee that now just throughout my campaign, imagine what we'll do throughout the first year. I know the first few months you're stepping into the previous occupant seat, but this is a full-time job that I live and breathe in my sleep. So solutions will come to me while I'm asleep, as a joy as it is, because I'm learning that this has become a passion and not a job.
Wow. Man, I'm really listening to a lot of what you're bringing to the table. And with that being said, I like the fact that it definitely is becoming a passion and not a job. And with that being said, brother, what are some of the things that you feel you're working on that people might not be paying attention to in your platform?
this city tour, I mean, honestly, they're not paying attention to too much of my platform because I'm not out here exposing myself and promoting myself as of yet because I'm actually doing the work to promote myself. I'm actually doing the work to recover from hiring bad managers. You know, I should be at the point where I'm out promoting and signatures isn't an issue. But to be honest, I need volunteers. I need to retract my steps to get signatures because I've been focusing more so on building homes and getting new jobs. But I do need signatures. I do need still to get out here and meet with the people. And other to do, and for me to do that, I need help and volunteers to continue to build our team. We have been growing. We have been exceeding my expectations to keep me in this race, to keep me going, to keep me motivated. But yet and still, I need the city of Cleveland to get involved. It's, like I said, it's been surprising and astonishing to see the excitement and the involvement, but we need more of you.
Man, because you're hitting me up with some deep subject matters right now, which I can appreciate, let's do things this way. If the people who are listening are excited, like I'm excited from hearing what you've talked about, how can people become part of the signature gathering volunteer process to make sure that we get somebody like you seated in office?
I'm going to give you my direct number, which is 216-816-6367. Again, that's Anthony Lee Wilson at 216-816-6367. If you want to reach me by email, my email is practiceperfect@live.com. That's practice, P-R-A-C-T-I-C-E, perfect, P-E-R-F-E-C-T, at L-I-V-E.com.
Man, I can say honestly appreciate a lot of what you're saying. Practice perfect. With that being said, before I let you go, I'm going to at least ask you if there are some people that you would like to say what's up to, a shout out, family members, other team members. You can feel free to do that, brother.
I want the people to know, you know, I remember in 92, I don't, or the 90s period, you know, I don't know if you relate or too many people relate period, but, you know, a lot of people was leaving the city of Cleveland, going out to Atlanta for different opportunities, just getting out of Cleveland, you know, and
yeah,
a lot of people that I have talked to throughout the world, pretty much, are coming back for the excitement of the growth of the city of Cleveland. I want you guys to be excited about the diversity that's coming back to the city of Cleveland. We'll have a downtown Buckeye, a downtown Mount Pleasant, a downtown Glenville. You know, all of our downtowns will pretty much blow up, look like a diverse Coventry of their own kind. You know, so be excited, be involved, and be innovative, and at the same time, empower yourself, grow yourself, know yourself. This community will serve the people, and the city of workers will have a grasp, understanding of its people to communicate to its people. Will have training to communicate to its people. So I just want them to be confident in knowing that things are going to change, period.
I mean, I appreciate the candor and the candid conversation. You gave me so many hashtags and points that once this show is on replay, I think a lot of people will be pleasantly surprised. I'm glad that you entered into the race. It's good to see people out there in the community who've been doing work actually become more involved in the electoral process and see themselves at least holding some of these seats. So again, Brother Anthony, I appreciate talking to you as a serious mayoral candidate for the city of Cleveland. I remember you were the first one who entered into this for that position because it was heavy on your mind. and it's good to see you coming full circle and at least give me a platform of what it is you wish to do. So, again, I just want to say I humbly thank you, brother.
Well, I'm honored. I'm honored to be on your show. I'm honored to be a part of your time. I'm honored to serve with you in the field, in the battlefield. So anytime, not just now, you know, there's going to come time in the future, you know, when I'm in office and when you're in the streets, where we're still in arms, brother. So thank you.
No problem. No problem. Definitely hold the line. It's been good talking to you. May you have an excellent evening.
You as well.
No problem. All right, that. Hey, my brother Anthony Wilson, mayoral candidate for Cleveland, Ohio. Before I even play the track that I pulled up to at least take us into a break, I want to let people know the press release information is that tomorrow, Tuesday, March 23rd, a lot of us will gather at APWU Union Hall, located at 3828 Carnegie Avenue, Cleveland, 44115, at 2:30 p.m. That's 2:30 p.m. This is a new election for leadership positions in the union of the post office. APWU's current leadership is full of corruption, including the misappropriation of funds by the current president, Dalio, D-A-L-E-O, Freeman. Angela Y. Davis, the Father's Lives Matter vice president, will lead the rally and speak. And that is tomorrow. Before I do anything else, I'll take my break and send this next song out to the mayoral candidate of Cleveland. The name of the record is called Black King from King Eric Magnus Solomon Kane.
Hustle. like the kings get. Thinking small, push it to the limit. And take it even further, cause there's no limit. You can shine as hard as you wanna shine. And later for them haters who be talking down. I stay up on my grind, cause I have dreams. Watching all the people on them flat screens. Establishing my family, trying to have things. Why not do? I'm a black king. I stay up on my grind, cause I have dreams. Watching all the people on them flat screens. Establishing my family, trying to have things. Why not though? I'm a black king. This is dedicated to all the black kings all over the world. They can't take our shine, they can't ignore us. There's too many of us out here. So let's get it. Let's stop playing with them. We kings. Time to be kingly. Yeah. Ain't nothing they can do with it. What about it?
Wow, 10-plus years of doing this program, and it's still nice to be able to listen to excellent music. That was Black King from King Eric Magnus, a.k.a. Solomon Kane. So glad that he chose to retire from doing rap music itself and move on to other genres. At least some of the rest of us could get out there and eat. With that being said, I thank you all for at least rocking with this program. It's been very humbling to have mayoral candidates such as Latoya Witcher, my brother Anthony Wilson from Cleveland, Ohio, Kelly Prather from Cincinnati, who's running for mayor, to Laverne Jones Gore, who's running for Congress, Congressional District 11, to be able to have people like Jeff Mixon, who's running for Ward 7 City Council. Yeah, we try to have a special guest on so that it's not overly crowded and you have enough to focus on. My little 8-foot ladder for my soapbox, 8-foot step ladder for my soapbox. If you go to clevelandurbannews.com, Ohio's leader in black digital news, Cleveland's police chase policy will remain intact. Councilman Blaine Griffin tells community activists at a rally opposing any changes in the policy. Griffin, the chair of City Council's Public Safety Committee, Police Chief Calvin Williams, who is black like Griffin, has said the same thing. Put in place by Mayor Frank Jackson, who is also black, the current policy precludes a police car chase unless the pursuit involves a suspected violent felony or OVI. White council persons want the policy changed so police can chase at a whim for any reason that they deem necessary. Cleveland activist Kathy Ray Coleman, who led last Wednesday's rally at Heritage Middle School, along with activist Alfred Porter Jr., thanked Griffin for standing with activists and the black community on the issue and said that we will picket any council person representing the black community who pushes for any changes in this sound policy during an election year for city council and mayor, which is definitely pretty much what I said. It was by clevelandurbannews.com and Kathy Ray Coleman, onlinenewsblog.com, Ohio's leader in black digital news. A lot of us had to remember at Heritage Middle School, we had to remember Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, who were chased by over 64 police cars, gunned down by 13 non-black officers. I think it was 12 whites, one Latino. And Timothy Russell, Melissa Williams, 137 shots. It was a crime 137 times. As Cleveland Ward 6 Councilman Blaine Griffin, head of City Council's Public Safety Committee met with community activists at a rally that was last Wednesday evening in the parking lot of Heritage Middle School and assured them that Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson's police chase policy would stay intact for now. The policy will stay in place. Who added that any changes to the policy would have to come by him as City Council's Safety Committee Chair. Oh, that's right. Speaking of which, also on a Monday, we had his opponent for Ward 6, LaVell Thomas, was on this program. So it's a lot of different things that happened, but I get back up on the 8-foot step ladder for the soapbox. As the current policy was adopted in 2014 by Jackson behind the 2012 Cleveland police chase that left two unarmed blacks dead and shot up by 13 non-black cops, slinging 137 bullets at them, essentially precludes a police chase absent suspicion that the suspect has either committed a violent felony or is under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Officers must also get supervisor approval to further chase, the policy says. And road conditions, weather, and other factors must also be taken into consideration. That's why Porter agreed, saying, I hope we do not have to picket these people. Others at the rally included Ward 9 of Cleveland Councilman Kevin Conwell, East Cleveland Councilpersons Nate Martin and Ernie Smith, former East Cleveland School Board member Dr. Patricia Blachowiak, and a group of largely black community activists who are fighting to keep the policy intact. If I'm not mistaken, I do believe that Refuse Fascism, Black on Black Crime, Black Man's Army, several others did show as well. So it was a very, very strong event, and I was very glad for that. My thing is, before we leave up out of here, it's time to have some fun. Tomorrow is March 23rd. Now, March 23rd, if people remember correctly, we talked about history. I remember in March 15th of last year when pandemic, everything started to close down. Everybody was whispering about it in March 2nd and 3rd of last year, 2020. And I remember at that time, just kicking it in the studio. I'm not a real artist. I'm a hobby artist. I do that to relieve stress and have fun and yada, yada, yada. So anyway, the reason I'm saying that is I remember when the pandemic hit and there was so much fear coming through that it was around March 5th of 2020 that I recorded a song called Wash Your Hands. A lot of other people were starting to get in the middle of those vibes, and outside of our city, people were recording their own coronavirus, what have you. I just did something, and on March the 6th, it was Blog Talk Radio special programming where brother Eric Robinson on his radio program debuted the song by March the 6th. I remember March the 14th and 15th, the video was filmed. Shot on location by GMS Hood Famous DVD, Suave Gotti, and his staff at Hood Famous TV, GMS Hood Famous DVD. They edited the video. We shot it on location, I believe, on March the 14th at a party that was done by DJ Dollar Rock, who debuted the single. By the time the video was filmed, outdoor club, other activities were canceled, and March the 23rd is when this video was released. As far as the group goes, I was part of a group of MCs locally that was the first rap group, Black House Sounds, I believe, the Joseph P. Motley Jr. page. It was the first group song that was done called COVID-19, We Will Overcome. Sometimes you get ideas and you have messages of hope that you want to give to somebody, and that was the main thing. But because tomorrow is the 23rd, and we will look at the history of this particular song, I'm putting it out here A lot of things are interesting from last year to this year. When I listened to the track, it was in the midst of not really realizing what was to come, but a lot of the same things I said on here, I still stand behind. It was from the long-awaited Detox album. That's all I can say. Emax the Image produced the track. Here we go.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me. Coronavirus scare me, stop me. AM alpha male share pride. I face real danger, still go outside. 80 people shot at an MC club. People carjacked, can't forget bed bugs. Revolution stopped, not by a virus. Keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why I make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne. Virus. God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survive those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here?
What leader?
Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
What stupid?
Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivors Speak, canceling their meeting?
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting?
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out?
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax? NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah players?
One player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague. We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health. But don't stress, paying a high price. Standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3, 3, 4, 2.
And I would like to take the time to say definitely a person that we all hold in high regards. I would definitely like to give a prayer out to Carmen Classy Lee, big member of a group that I'm affiliated with and that I've worked with many times, Black House Sounds, the wife of Mr. Carl Powers III. She lost her father over the weekend. So our prayers go out to the whole family, those affected, friends of the family, Carmen Classy Lee, whose father passed. He was definitely a big supporter of hers and definitely will be missed. That's all I can say right now. I'm going to at least take the chance to thank you all for tuning in. You don't have to. With that being said, you don't, but you choose to, and I appreciate that. Because I was talking about the artist by the name of Kokiana, I like the way that name is spelled, C-O-K-I-A. I know the team New Life, they're having their program on Friday, April the 2nd. They've done so much promotions on it. I ended them in a big position. They will be interviewed next week on a couple of programs. But I'm going to take the time from Team New Life to play a song from Eastside. It's a favorite of mine, a favorite also from Danielle. It's a nice track. The name of the song is called For You. I believe that, you know, the mayoral candidate, Brother Wilson, he feels he's running for you, for all the people out there who have passion in your heart for whatever it is that you do. Hey, just like I do this program, I do it for you. This is Eastside with a nice little banger.
I chose that I breathe the blood I bleed. I gave it all to you, yo. I did it all for you, yo. I do it all for you, yo. But I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I don't wanna just give it up. I gave it all for you. Grinding hard till I'm 6 feet, yo. When yo, yo, yo. I gave it all to you. I did it all for you. I threw it all to you, yo. But I just don't wanna give it up. I'm just trying to live, but I just don't wanna give it up.
Something. Sometimes I don't get a chance to play this next track all the way through because of the length, but because of the knowledge that it drops, I have to play Black House Sounds, Joseph Motley Jr.'s solo from the Cleveland Conscious Rap quadruple CD, four disc of Cleveland Conscious Rap. With that being said, I'm going to play the song I Ain't Listen. A lot of messages in that one, but I Ain't Listen from Black House Sound.
Order. If they ain't stop slavery, they enslave some more of us. Pac said it best to set up to fail. You either selling dope or going to work a jail. The children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man, and now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya. I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner. Africa's come to America, we phone it. We gotta learn to love each other like no matter what they say, they never heard it. I ain't listening. No matter what they say, they never heard me. No matter what they do, they never heard me. I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's eternity. Now today, I ain't listening to the condition. Big business. Yo, they never heard me. I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's eternity. Now what's the day? What's the right direct? What's the wrong direct? Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in. Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than. Ask Bill Cosby, thank for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it. For every life when in vain, now it's over with. For baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship. No one wanna be directed, so the game shift. And your ego got you tripping on some danger. They don't care about us, what's the mothership? Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks. Joseph Motley Senior, I never leave ya. Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya. This is my baby sisters and my baby brother. To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others. White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle. And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled. Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle. Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo? Instead of helping your people, you'd rather pull a back door. And you wonder why we all in the same struggle. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Big business.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's eternity. Not today. Yo, they can never hurt me. My ancestors told me it's eternity.
And, of course, I have to leave out by just saying that according to TMZ and some others, Dr. Dre, Andre Young, the Chronic artist, is requesting a bifurcation of his divorce proceedings in hopes that the judge not only declares he and his estranged wife, Nicole Young, as officially single and ready to mingle, but also to decide how the assets get divided later on. As Dre's now taking this action as he feels that there's absolutely no chance of reconciliation between he and his wife of 24 years. But hey, at least they had 24 years. Look, glad I did the long-awaited detox because that album is probably never going to come out. Anyway, with that being said, I appreciate you all for listening. Let's just go out with some Kill Say Mars just because. Hey, I appreciate you all. Talk to you soon. See you at certain events. 15415 Kipling Avenue on a Wednesday, right off of Ivanhoe, 44110. That's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings at the Dialogue Center, 7:15 p.m.
Al Gordon, Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Q-Tay.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome can search, ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't ask to nine my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night.
tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets.
Before we leave out, I see a number that came in with all these ones. We were about out of time, so I'm going to at least give 1 minute to see what is going on. Go ahead, please.
Order. It's Smith. And thank you for this minute. I really do. So I just want to touch on something really quick. There's been a lot of foolishness that has been circulating 4 days after I came on your show the last time, and I promise you I didn't plan to call in this late, but they were saying some foolishness about how they didn't want my Holy Ghost and this, that, and the other, only they were disguising what they said with a so-called kindness. And I can't really go into it deeply right now, but they said something about people run to Target and Kroger and all that. And we'll touch on it soon because, you know, I talk to you a lot about Target stores and ABC management. But to make a long story short, I'll keep those in my prayer, but we'll talk about it more next time. But quickly, if I have enough time, I just want to say really quickly this scripture, and it is basically surrounding when Nehemiah came to Jerusalem. He was very angry when he heard of the many men that were actually against Jews and some Jewish brothers. And these men had used their powers, influence, and their money basically to take advantage of others. So basically in closing, it's Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 15, and that is the NASB version, and it says, I also shook out the front of my garment and said, may God shake out every man from his home and from his possessions who do not fulfill the promises. Even thus, may they be shaken out and empty. And that is the Bible reading. And I thank you so very much. And I look forward to the very next time that I may grace these very blessed radio.
No problem. Thank you. Have an excellent evening.
Okay, yeah. My dear. I'm sorry about my phone blotting out, but thank you.
No
you guys
problem.
Have a great night. God bless.
You too. God bless you. And with that being said, we are definitely out on a good word. Peace.